The new program is backed by the Department of Workforce Development and Corrections and the Milwaukee Area Workforce Investment Board. $400,000 would go to two local nonprofit training agencies. The goal over the next 12 months is to place at least 100 people in jobs that pay $12 an hour or more, plus benefits. DWD Secretary Roberta Gassman says the target population for the job training includes both the unemployed and the underemployed.
These are individuals who we know need skills, and this innovative comprehensive training program is going to give them occupational skills and what we also call soft skills.
Those soft skills include communication and work habit skills. Gassman says if the pilot project is successful, the state will evaluate how and why it worked and look for ways to implement similar job training programs in the future. The training programs will include construction, manufacturing, welding, painting, electrical, sewer, and water services. The project will include ongoing contact between the employers and the trainers to encourage companies to retain any workers they hire through the program. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.